Hello and welcome everybody to the Immaterial Gamers Podcast. Episode what? 211 I think it is. I've missed the last couple of podcasts, so hopefully I'm correct. It's been a weird couple of weeks. So today we got me, Terry. We got D, and we got we don't have anybody else. Just me and D.
Well, we've got Lily.
Yeah, so. Lily's trying to... Lily. Hey, Lily. Say hello. Nope, she's faded. She doesn't want to fade into existence right now. There. She's fading in and out. But yeah. So. How do we do this again? I don't even remember. It's been so long. What have you been up to this past couple of weeks or past week? I don't remember if you're in the last podcast or not.
I've been just playing a lot of Metal Gear Solid 5.
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Fun. I've got from... It's played like 150 hours and I'm only like 60% the way through now. But I've got the most of the storyline done.
Okay.
It takes a long time to do stuff because it's... one, I'm bad at it. Because you got to, and it's basically you infiltrate and stuff like that. So it's about taking down the guards and taking territories. But you can go loud or quiet or whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's that kind of infiltration, do objectives.
All right, yeah. Most Metal Gear Solids are.
Yeah, basically that kind of stuff. I've not played 4 though. Well, like 1, 3, 4. So a lot of the storyline stuff is from the tail end of Metal Gear 4. So it's like, well, this happened 9 years ago. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but it does tell you that it happens, usually. They're usually pretty good at, like, explaining that it was something that happened in your past, at least.
Yeah. But yeah, I've built my mother base all the way up to the top. The mother base is already, it's maxed out now. I'm doing all the side ups and everything in between.
Okay.
But there's a lot of, it's like the missions and stuff that you get. Now you do combat deployment. The missions take 4 days for a lot of the combat deployment to come back. It's like, send these guys out for 4 days. It's like, okay.
And 4 days? How long does a day actually take in the game, though?
No, 4 actual days.
That's kind of ridiculous.
You send the units. You can send units out on missions for like 3-4 days. So when you come back 72 hours later, it comes like, oh look, they're back. Yeah, combat appointments in real time. So if it says like 24 hours, 48, 72, whatever, that's how many hours it's going to be. But you'd have to be online for that. Where Mother Base, where you're upgrading, you know, you like your weapons and stuff. That's in-game. You have to be playing the game for, say, an hour. Say you've got an hour and a half to get the pistol. You have to be playing the game for an hour to get the pistol. That doesn't go... And when you switch the game off, it doesn't... The timer just stops. And then when you go back onto the game again, it starts up again.
That's kind of... That means you got to spend a lot of time on that game.
Yeah. If you want your guns and whatnot, you're going to need to spend like a good 2-3 hours. Well, most things take about an hour, hour and a half. Saying that, I did sit on Mother Base at one point, went out for a bit, came back and it went, hey, everything's unlocked, even though I was just sat on Mother Base. Twiggling my character, Snake was just bored over his ass.
Yeah, well, it sounds like that game, you can just leave your game AFK for a little while and at least get some of your stuff done.
But yeah, like, the combat deployment is real-time days. Like, oh, you want this resource? You want these guys? You want this resource? Come back in 4 days.
And when they're deployed, can you still use them?
They're basically doing... No. Well, they've been deployed, they're basically fighting in their own little war off-screen.
So basically, you're limited on how many guys you have and what they can do.
Yeah. Well, the guy doesn't really do much to your research. It's just that you get told how many, what the predicted losses are. So when you deploy them and how successful the mission will go and how many casualties you're expected if you do deploy them. But you need the numbers. Like, you need to do the like the top ones that take, like, 4 days. You have to have, like, 20 S-rank soldiers. And they're not guaranteed to come back. It's like, I don't know. I've been enjoying it all because it's more do here, do this. But I've gotten to the point where I've done the beat the game the first time. And you got to do all the missions again, but on extreme. What means if most of them seem to be extreme silent. So if you do the get spotted by the enemy, it goes, mission failed, snake. God damn it.
I remember that from some of the older ones. I forgot to key in for a second there. Where if you get spotted at any certain missions, it's over.
All the extreme ones are like that. You get spotted and it's like game over. You sat there. So I'm sat there for like 2 hours trying to go and like, right, I need to take this guy down, this guy down, this guy. Make sure this guy's out of the way or looking the other way while I do this, this, and this. Because if he turns around, I'm going to get spotted. So it's about map awareness for most of it. Like, scouting out all the enemies and whatnot. And you can't use reflex mode or chicken hat on the extreme version.
Oh, I don't even know what any of that is, but...
Reflex mode makes Snake automatic react. So he'll just do stuff without you controlling him. Chicken hat mode makes the game easier, but you don't get as high. You can only get like an A rank. You can't get S rank. On extreme, you have to basically... There's no handicaps.
Yeah, so it's basically... Those are just basically ways of making the game a little bit easier. So
but by
people,
that point,
so anybody
I've also
can enjoy
got,
it.
But at that point, the extreme mode. But that by that point, though, I've got like 100 hours plus maxed up. So I've got all the characters, all the guns. Well, I've got like tier 5 guns, so I don't need to worry about everything's got silencers and stuff. So it's more at that point, it's just more of a make sure you've got the right weapons and stuff. Like certain missions, you need certain guns. Like I found out with Serampathus, the big fuck-off metal robot thing. It's like, sniper rifle. A Tranquilizer sniper rifle is going to do jack shit against a giant mech about the size of a fucking mountain. To make sure you've got your rocket launchers. And make sure you have RPGs and stuff in your loadout.
Okay.
We've been playing Factorio.
Yeah, we started playing Factorio.
With mods.
Yeah, we got some mods that'll add a lot of endgame stuff, and as we've learned, some mid-game stuff too.
Well, that early game actually, stuff with the wood and the circuits.
Yeah, it changes the whole game, actually, now that I mention it.
Wooden circuits. It's like...
It made wood actually useful in the game, not just
the
first
not just...
10 seconds of the game.
Like
but luckily it
like research biomass.
Yeah, it made it so you could collect the creep out of the bases, the enemy bases, to get military research. Or once you've collected enough of that creep, you can actually build a base that will slowly produce creep.
That's what I do. 'Cause I set up like research last night, or it's been like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's
actually white research, by the way. If you look at the color of the military research. The biter research before it is black. The military research is actually white.
Oh, whatever.
But, yeah, I knew what you meant. And
it's just made the game a bit more... you would just do X, Y, and Z, and then the game's done it. Adding a lot of extra steps.
Yeah, it made it a little bit more...
It's padded it out. A little bit more.
Yeah, I rounded it off a little bit more. It wasn't just...
Here, have this OP tank, you're done.
Well, no, it wasn't just collect iron and copper and coal and basically that's all you'll ever need for the rest of the game. Or most of it. until you get to like oil or something like that. It added some things that we still haven't even gotten into, like
I've been doing that biochemical a bit.
Well, there's immersite that we haven't even touched yet. There's mineral water that we haven't even touched.
I've seen that on the map.
Yeah, well, we have the miner for the immersite.
And we have the miner for the mineral water.
Yeah, the mineral water, I know what it's for now. It's
to
get lithium.
Battery.
Which we haven't. I don't know if it's for batteries or not, but
I know there is lithium battery.
But yeah.
What I'm gonna say is the next tier up. We've got batteries.
Probably. But yeah, it just adds a whole lot to the game. A lot of what seems to be end game stuff. But like I said, it tweaks early game stuff too. And I'm trying to play it a little bit differently than I normally play. Normally I just go absolutely crazy with drones in this game and just have drones flying resources everywhere.
That means generally my game normally crashes if I'm anywhere near the drone, mother hope.
No, your game never crashed. Not in this one. There's other games that we played that...
You had that many fucking drones that it literally just... My FPS just went, nope.
I don't think it did. Anyway, I don't remember it going down, but...
Yours was fine. Mine just went, nope.
Time I'm trying to move resources around on trains and making train stations all over the map and just having train lines. But... Yeah. I'm making it slightly more complicated than just having basic train. Like, well, it's complicated because I'm using single train lines that go both directions. So there has to be a lot of signaling to make sure that no trains go down the same track and get stuck. But so far I've done a pretty good job. They haven't seemed to get stuck. I don't want to do multiple lanes of traffic. Because that's a lot more track and a lot more complicated. But right now, like, I have 37 train stations.
Yeah. Downside is the train station is the loading speed. Found it's the cap point for yours.
Yeah. Well, and the scary part is like, it makes the map kind of dangerous as you're running around.
Yeah.
Constantly dodging trains. But yeah, right now I currently only have 13 trains, but 37 stations, so most of the trains...
The amount of times one of us is... It's just like, that kangaroo has died to...
Yeah, by locomotive.
To collision.
But, yeah, basically, just... I have trains that are just grabbing ore, and they'll bring it to a production place, or a factory of some sort. Or I'll have one that's bringing the plates to all the manufacturing areas. I plan on having stations for multiple sections. Like, I have currently one that makes electric engines. So it has to request everything from heavy oil, iron, copper, wood.
Found a research ridiculous for that crap.
What do you mean, like...
Needing a bit of every fucking thing under the sun.
Yeah, well, things like that, I'm gonna work more with drones to get, because... It's... The stuff that the research needs is just all over the place. Like, a purple research needs some uranium... fast transport belt and a productivity module. So it's just like those are all very different things that would be built in very different locations in your
all over the factory.
Yeah.
It's like when I was doing that other research last night, I've had to do a bit of tier 1, bit of tier 2, bit of tier 3. Just bits of all over the place. For research.
Yeah.
We need to get more blue circuits sorted.
Yeah, well, I'm working on that. I'm going to make my next I might even make it in the factory that I've built right now, because it's already requesting sulfuric acid. So it might be something that gets built here.
Yeah, I can't make heads or tails of where things are when I'm looking for stuff.
It's the main base was kind of complicated, but the rest of it's not too complicated now. Like, you just look for where a whole bunch of train stations are. And that's where something is being made. So, like, if you go onto our map, I'll try to visualize it. It's close to the center of our base. 311 lol idle. I don't know. Stefan's saying stuff in chat. But yeah, close to the center of our map, there's four stations where the oil comes in and gets broken down into three types of oil: petroleum, heavy oil, and light oil. So then there's the one station for crude to come in, the other three go out. Then just to the right of that, the stations are all called electric engine, so it's pretty obvious what's getting produced there. So there's electric engine light oil, electric engine wood, electric engine iron, electric engine copper, and electric engine finish. So somewhere in there, there's going to be electric engines, and whatever it takes, or whatever is made with electric engines. So you can get green circuits there, you can get engines there, you can get electric engines there. If I really wanted to, I could even set it up so that you get pipes and gears, but don't really see a point in those. And then just further from that is the conveyor section, so that's where conveyors and stuff are going to be made. So it's currently really making the basic conveyors and red conveyors, but there's a chest for both of those. And eventually it's going to make the blue conveyors, which means it's going to have to request lubricant.
Well, I know that at some point we need to add, if you run out of coal, we're going to need, I've got that coal line that you need to put in.
Well, we've tapped into a new coal line south where we built. Just because it was right beside an oil vein that we were going to.
I don't know. There's a lot.
There is a lot going on. It's the type of game that it is. It's just chaos at its best.
I know I've got like a day and a bit left to get my last bit of tokens for the Star Guardian event for LoL.
Okay.
There's one day, 10 hours left. And I need like 60 tokens.
Oh.
And each token takes like 2 to 3 games to get one token. So I need to play like 20 games in the next, like, no.
In what?
I need to play like 20, oh, is it? To get 200 points, it's an average of like 2 games per thing.
In what game?
Arum.
Oh, yeah.
I need to play at least another like 15 Arums in the next day and a half to get the tokens that I need to. I'm going to be playing a lot more Arum. It's more, I played them that much yesterday though, I just got burnt out. It's burning me out though, because I have to do game after game. You know, when you just get that to the point, that point where it's like, oh, you got 2 days left. Oh, well. For when I finish the pass off. How are you doing on your one? Your TFT thing?
I actually don't know how far I am in that right now. Let me check. Are you sure you want to leave the party? Yes. Battle pass. I got 24 days left. I'm level 36, so I'm doing pretty good. I seen you posted a bunch of things in the news channel, D.
Yeah, I had a quick look.
What are two of those?
Two are the same by two different websites. Xbox are... Sony's... Microsoft and Sony are not having a thing at the moment with one another.
Well, I heard something about Xbox is losing some major sports games or something.
Sony, apparently blocking use of the thing on the Game Pass. That's what the two of the articles are from. The Kotaku and PC Gamer. Microsoft claims Sony is keeping games off their pass by doing X, Y, and Z. So like the Game Pass goes, oh, you can have this game. And the stuff that Sony's got is like, nope, you can't do that. Apparently.
Yeah, you gotta love the rivalries. It's always fun.
The other one was something to do with a kind of anniversary for Nordic. One of the others is a new DLC for Tiny Tina's coming out. Oh, Tiny Tina's Wonderland. Another Avatar game's popped up somewhere. Again.
Oh, I just thought of one of my favorite things that they've added in this Factorio.
What?
The pollution filters.
Oh. That's probably that DLC thing.
No, it's one just the mod that we added, yeah. It allows us to actually control the amount of pollution that we produce. Using electricity, you can... and a clean filter and a pollution filter machine basically reduce the amount of pollution that your factory is producing.
The other one is the burning wood or coke.
Yeah.
Pollution.
Well, we decided early on that we were going to burn wood because you can actually produce wood in this from a building. Because burning wood, albeit it doesn't
last very long. You're through a shit ton of it.
Oh, yeah. Stefan's saying that you have 10 days left to get your tokens. Ryan told you that yesterday.
Oh, no. It's 10 days until it's thing you need to. You've got 1.5 days to earn them.
I'm not sure. Well, anyways. But yeah, we found that.
You can buy the tokens off the store for the next 10 days.
We found that if you're using wood as a fuel for machines, they produce less pollution than if you're using coal or coke. Or coal coke, that's what it is. So what we decided was we were going to use wood for all of our furnaces and stuff to keep the pollution down. The downside is that wood burns for a lot shorter time, so we need a lot more wood. And it started to become a problem because we were going through so much wood so fast that we couldn't keep up with it. And then we'd lose power, which then stops us from producing wood because we need power to produce the wood. It was a vicious cycle. But we have now recovered from the power issue. And we hardly burn anything now. Like, I have one little factory still that's burning wood to produce iron plate.
I'm burning...
Some places we still have to burn wood, like, to make the coal coke and stuff to make steel.
Yeah.
Which is a recipe that they've changed as well.
Yeah,
it's now iron
wood,
and... it's now iron and coal coke to produce steel. You need to burn wood and coal. Well, burn coal with wood to produce coke.
So, yeah, it's just one of those processes.
Yeah, just one extra step. One little extra step that they've added. Just like... Well, in all fairness, the electric circuits are a little simpler to make now. Especially early game, like the green circuits. Because
wire and a plate.
Well, what are they right now? They are. Oh yeah, they're wire plate and wood. Yeah. But I think they take less. I don't know. They seem to be easier to make.
It's the blue ones that give me a headache when I was doing the math. I was trying to do the math.
Yeah. Well, what I've learned with this game is don't worry about the math too much. Just because you're never really gonna know when you're hitting the point at the right spot.
But we definitely. But yeah, it's just whenever I've tried to work out the math, my head just goes, "Ow."
Yeah, that's why I try to bulk produce, but not.
See, I do the other one is I overproduce everything though.
Yeah,
great.
It's I try to bulk produce to some extent, but you have to be careful on how much you bulk produce, because if you go too crazy, then you will end up what's it called? You'll end up
resources.
Yeah. You'll either drain something else. Like right now my biggest problem is trying to balance my oils, because I'm not using enough of certain oils or certain oil products. Actually I'm using enough light oil now, because I'm turning that into petroleum, so now it's gone back to the heavy oil that's not being used. But
I turned some of the heavy oil for now into, well, I did. At your point, I have turned a little bit of heavy oil into coal.
Somebody typed a link via Immaterial Gamers. I think it might have been Ryan. It'd be for you, D. But anyways, but yeah. They've changed a lot of the recipes in this. And it just makes it a little bit different to play. Alright, let's see. Let's see what these articles are that you've posted.
I gave you this.
All right, what is this one? From the title, another unannounced Avatar game has popped up online. Quest for Balance is on the way. So, Avatar the Last Airbender, Quest for Balance. The unannounced PS4 game has popped up on Amazon Japan with a mid-November release date. It's listed as an import from North America, suggested it's a Western release. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
There's no images or product description either. Like, this is very strange.
Popped up out of nowhere, like, selling it from Japan. Yeah. Like, what?
Weird. I don't even know what the hell's going on with that. Like, that just seems
random as fuck.
Yeah. That's an understatement. Here, let me try to find that other one that you have. Oops, I did not mean to do that. Actually, I minimized one of my windows. Didn't mean to do that. Yeah, so we talked about the PlayStation, Xbox
There's
dispute.
Two links to that.
Yeah. So here, I'll just put one of the links in. And I seen one that I want to find, actually. That's going to upset my wife and her mother. Hogwarts Legacy delayed into 2023.
Ah. Oh, dear.
High-profile Harry Potter game Hogwarts Legacy has been delayed to a new release date of February 10th, 2023. That's for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox, with Switch release on launch date to be released.
So, yeah.
So it got delayed. But they've given it a hard release date.
We'll see if they can keep
Whereas
that.
Before it was planned for, well, originally it was planned for 2021 into 2022, then pinned for a holiday of 2022 release, which is December-ish. So basically it got bumped back a month or so. Where was the one that you, where was this link? Oh, you were talking about this one.
There's a new DLC for Tiny Toons Wonderland.
Yeah.
I still need to get Tiny Toons.
The fourth DLC adds new Bright Collar class. The fourth DLC, has been released, adding a new player class, loot, and more to the game. Let me see if I can get this link.
But I still need to buy Tiny Toons Wonderland at some point, but it's like 50 quid.
And here's a link to the video, if you want to watch the trailer for it. The DLC is called Shattering Spyglass and has been accompanied by a trailer of in-game footage showcasing the content included. It can either be accessed with the Tiny Tina's Wonderland Seasons Pass, which is available for purchase as a part of the Chaotic Great edition of the game, or purchased separately for £8. Probably about $12, maybe $14 US.
But yeah, I don't know. It's Tiny Tina. I saw it, I was like, ooh, Tiny Tina.
I'm surprised you don't have it, to be honest. I really am.
It's money.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of money.
Come down in price a bit.
Yet it never seems to do it.
Oh, it did do at one point. It dropped from 50 down to 40. I'm sort of like, not yet.
It'll go down more. I can wait. It'll go down more. I can wait. It never goes down.
It'll be Black Friday.
Or summer sale. Well, summer sale's I think
end
already
summer,
done.
Like Halloween sale.
Yeah, the end of summer sales and stuff like that might have it too.
Yeah, it'd be one of those like just before Christmas, Halloween, and Black Friday, there's a lot of big sales for a lot of the expensive games go down to like nothing. It is on my wish list though.
Yeah.
Because it's Tiny Tina.
I'm trying to think if there's any other games that I've played lately. Like, I think I've only really played Factorio. I've played a little bit of League of Legends. I haven't been doing that great in TFT.
I haven't played that much. I need to play. I might need to play like 3 games to get my season pass out of the way for the week. No, the missions for the week.
Yeah, the daily missions or the weekly missions.
But I'm at 42. as well.
Fortnite so, 2. You're quite a ways up there.
I finished the main DLC. The three I've got left is...
Oh, you're on those bonus icons. Ones, yeah.
I'm up to Aurelion Sol, and I'm at 3,500 out of 45, so I need 1,000 more and I can get the first Aurelion Sol.
Okay.
So I'm at that point where it's just bonus content. It's, do I really want to grind out the icons?
What is this Video Games Chronicles link that you posted?
Oh, to do with it. Nautic's 10th anniversary. Narc and THQ.
Nordic. Here's everything shown during the THQ Nordic Showcase 2022. Alone in the Dark. Reimagining of the classic horror series.
Rising.
Tempest Rising, which is inspired by RTS greats of the 90s and 2000. StarCraft and stuff like that, I believe. Space for Sale. Space for Sale follows an astronaut on a mission to explore strange new worlds, seek out new life, and build real estate on alien worlds. Might sound like it's up my alley.
Maybe.
I don't even know how to pronounce this game.
Recreation.
Recreation of sorts, but it's rec. I don't know. Recreation. W-R-E.
Rec reaction.
Yeah. No, it's recreation, but it's...
There's no say.
Yeah. Anyways, the new game from Three Fields Entertainment, the team made up for developers behind Burnout Need for Speed, combines the two games for the new game, Recreation.
It'll be basically a car game where you smash shit up.
Yeah.
It'd be like a Demolition Derby kind of game.
And then there's Gothic, the remake of the most iconic German RPG ever, is currently in development for PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X. Jagged Alliance 3.
To be honest, I don't know.
I've never heard of
Alliance 1 or 2.
Yeah, I've never heard of any of the Jagged Alliances. But Jagged Alliance 3 combines strategic campaigns with turn-based tactical combat and RPG elements. Outcast 2. I've heard of Outcast, but I can't say I've ever played it. Outcast 2, A New Beginning. Cutter Slade is on a mission again. The Talons are fighting a war against human invaders. And only Cutter can prevent the Talons from being exterminated. Hey, look! SpongeBob the Comic Shake! Looks like a 3D-ish version of SpongeBob game. Developed by the team behind Battle for Bikini Bottom, Rehydrated. This new 3D platformer coming to PC, PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Switch. See SpongeBob and Patrick traveling the multitude of different world or wish worlds. And...
That sounds more like they tried to pull a Kingdom Hearts. Where you visit different worlds in each world. You got to do different things in each world.
Hmm.
A bit like a Kingdom Hearts kind of game.
Yeah. And then there's All Elite Wrestling Fight Forever. The Nordic, or THQ Nordic and All Elite Wrestling joined forces to take on an arcade-style wrestling game. Featuring a big roster of AEW talent, multiple match types, career mode, customization options, and more than 40 weapons and more. Oh my god, how many games? Oh, Destroy All Humans is bringing out a sequel.
I've heard of that. Never played it.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't played it too. The
looks fun though.
Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobed.
That's due to come out this month.
There's way never-ending list of things.
No, there's three more.
It's never ending!
Way of the Hunt explores a vast open world environment with Hunt as a primal selection of firearm.
Why do they all have the... They don't even have, like, a video. They have this weird fucking Stunfest trailer. Same with, like, that one has Stunfest trailer, then the next one down is Stunfest.
Sure. 18 players can see each other. Oh, last man standing.
But yeah, then the Valiant is the last thing on this list. In the Valiant, players lead a band of brothers through medieval Europe to stop a mad villain. I'm not even gonna
Von Greville.
Ulrich von Greville. Yeah, that's the only time I'm ever gonna try to say that name. who is trying to get a mythical and powerful artifact that would grant him unearthly powers. Ooh. THQ Nordic has teased a new South Park video game.
I did like Stick of Truth and what's the other one?
I like the original one that was out on one of the consoles when I was young.
Don't know.
But
there's another link to that avatar.
And then Ryan has to go ahead and yell about Excel. I'm assuming Excel made it into the playoffs.
I have no idea. I'm eliminated though.
Yeah, you were eliminated at the beginning of today.
Mean stuff. So it's what?
Turkey, so Steph did get eliminated?
Yep. Mean stuff.
We're not really supposed to talk about that, but it's too late now. You heard it, Ryan. He said it, not me. So you could get mad at him.
Yep.
Spoiler alerts! I don't even know if he's listening, so.
Whatever.
That's the downside about doing things live. Is people forget what they're allowed to say and what they're not allowed to say. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think the actual podcast gets released after the lull, but the live cast comes out first, so I don't know. I don't remember the scheduling. But yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways. We all got places to be, people to see, so we're going to call it quits for the day.
Well, at least we had some news this time.
Yeah. The last couple of weeks have been very lame with news, so.
I know a lot of it was the THQ stuff.
Well, yeah, that was just like a never-ending list, but
they had their own, basically THQ's had their sort of like TunnelCon or whatever
like
it is.
Yeah, like BlizzCon kind of thing.
So obviously there's going to be a lot of release shit.
But yeah, so if you like what you guys see or hear or anything, like, follow, share, subscribe. We're on all social medias pretty much, and Twitch, YouTube, wherever you're watching us, or even if you're listening to us on podcast audio versions, we're there. So send us a comment if you can, or give us a follow. It always helps. And have a good day.
Mm-hmm.